Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. News of Muslims around the world. Translated. Al-Wa'i magazine, issue number 480, 40th year, Muharram 1448 AH, corresponding to June 2026 CE. News. Qatar accelerates efforts to save US and Western influence in the Muslim world. The Wall Street Journal, citing informed sources, reported that a visit by a Qatari diplomatic delegation to Tehran halted days of escalating tensions between the United States and Iran following the downing of a U.S. Apache helicopter. The visit persuaded U.S. President Donald Trump to cancel the strikes he had threatened against Iran. In a report titled, quote, "How the U.S. and Iran Turned from Renewed War to the Cusp of Peace," the newspaper stated that Trump decided to escalate military action against Tehran after the helicopter crash, ordering retaliatory strikes and threatening to target civilian infrastructure. Tehran responded by targeting U.S. and allied bases in the Arabian Gulf. According to the newspaper, the turning point in last week's drama came on Wednesday when a Qatari diplomatic delegation returned from a visit to Tehran carrying a revised draft of a peace agreement, according to U.S. officials. Simultaneously, Pakistani officials convinced Trump that an agreement was imminent, leading him to cancel the massive strikes he had promised that evening. However, a Qatari official told the newspaper that gaps remain between the Iranian and American positions regarding billions of dollars in frozen Iranian assets, control of the Strait of Hormuz, and the disposition of Iran's highly enriched uranium. Sources familiar with the matter stated that Iran continued to press for early access to its frozen funds. Mediators indicated they were nearing an agreement to reopen the strait and ease restrictions related to the U.S. embargo on Iran, leaving other issues, including Iran's nuclear program and the freezing of Iranian assets abroad, for later negotiation. Al-Wa'i comment. Thus, Arab rulers proceed in their attempts to extricate America from its predicament, while simultaneously protecting Western interests. Their roles are nothing more than functional functions serving Western interests, through which the Muslim world has been divided, weakened, and Sharia law marginalized to the point where it has no impact on life beyond individual acts of worship. News. America operates with the mentality that all rulers in the region are its employees. U.S. President Donald Trump stated that Syria could do a better job than the Jewish entity in confronting the Iranian-backed Lebanese Hezbollah. Speaking to reporters on the sidelines of the G7 summit, he explained that the man who is running Syria now, referring to interim President Ahmed al-Sharaa, is very capable of dealing with Hezbollah. Quote-unquote, "Israel has spent years trying to defeat Hezbollah and prevent the group from launching rockets at Israel from Lebanon, but has so far been unsuccessful." Trump said he had, quote, "suggested to Israel that al-Sharaa handle the issue of confronting Hezbollah," describing the Syrian interim president as, quote, "someone I put in charge." Trump added, quote, "he's done an amazing job of pulling it together. He's not a Boy Scout, but he's done an amazing job of pulling it together, and he is very good with Hezbollah, does not like them," end quote. He continued, quote, "I suggested to Israel to let Syria take care of Hezbollah, because to be honest with you, I think they do a better job of doing it," end quote. The U.S. president also noted that, quote, "Israel has been fighting Hezbollah for a very long time," adding that a very large number of people are being killed. Trump added, quote, "you don't have to knock down an apartment house every time you're looking for somebody, because there's a lot of people in those apartment houses, and they're not all Hezbollah," end quote. It is worth noting that the Syrian interim president has consistently stated that he has no intention of engaging in a confrontation with Hezbollah in Lebanon. In statements made on Saturday, he said, quote, "the rumors circulating about Syria entering Lebanon are completely unfounded," end quote. Al-Wa'i comment. Trump's audacity in speaking about rulers and allies is now embarrassing them and exposing their roles. What was previously concealed is now public, spoken by Trump himself. Shame on the rulers of Muslims and their pretentious posturing and theatrics. News. Jordanian authorities prevent a solidarity march with Gaza in downtown Amman. The governor of Amman, Yasser Adwan, decided to prohibit an event that had been called for in front of the Al-Husseini Masjid in downtown Amman on Friday, June 26, 2026. The National Forum for Supporting the Resistance and Protecting the Homeland and the Jordanian National Popular Front called for participation in a mass march to begin on Friday, June 26, 2026, after Salah of Jummah, in front of the Al-Husseini Masjid in downtown Amman, under the slogan, quote, "In defense of Al-Aqsa and the sanctities, affirming the role of the Hashemite custodianship in protecting them and against Zionist genocide in Palestine," end quote. The organizers emphasized that the event was intended to express solidarity with the Palestinian people, defend Al-Masjid Al-Aqsa and the Islamic sanctities and Christian holy sites in Al-Quds, and reaffirm the importance of the Hashemite custodianship in protecting these holy sites, in addition to rejecting the crimes and violations committed against Palestinians in the occupied territories. Al-Wai'i comment. During the week in which the march was banned, people gathered in the Hashemite Square in downtown Amman on the morning of Tuesday, June 23, 2026, simply to watch the Jordanian national team's match against the Algerian national team in the World Cup. A young man died and 8 others were injured as a result of the stampede. The Jordanian authorities did not prevent it, but they prevent the Ummah from expressing its political opinion in support of the people of Gaza and Palestine, thus proving that the Jordanian regime is a vassal state for protecting the Jewish entity. News. Kyrgyz authorities escalate their provocative measures ahead of the Shanghai Cooperation Organization summit. The media office of Hizb ut-Tahrir in Kyrgyzstan issued a press release regarding the raids, arrests and torture to which Muslims in Kyrgyzstan are subjected by the authorities. The release reads, in part, quote, "On August 31st of this year, the capital of Kyrgyzstan, Bishkek, will host the 25th summit of the heads of state of the Shanghai Cooperation Organization, SCO. This organization was established to combat 4 threats: terrorism, extremism, separatism, and drug trafficking. Since its establishment, the organization has consistently targeted Muslims under the pretext of combating terrorism and extremism. Under the pretext of combating separatism, the Uyghurs and other Muslims in China have been subjected to persecution. The reality indicates that the Kyrgyz authorities, as hosts of the upcoming summit, have begun implementing their commitments early. In this context, they have intensified efforts to arrest carriers of the Islamic call, dawah carriers, and have organized raids and security operations under the pretext of combating extremism and terrorism. An operation carried out in the Osh and Batken regions was officially announced, during which 31 people were arrested on terrorism-related charges. Not long afterward, arbitrary searches were conducted in Bishkek, targeting the homes of several carriers of the Islamic call and our Muslim sisters. For example, at around 6 o'clock in the morning on June 12, 2026, officers from the Internal Affairs Department of the Sverdlov district in Bishkek disturbed the family of one of the callers to Islam and tricked them into opening the door. They informed them that the homeowner's vehicle had been involved in a collision and asked him to come outside. As soon as Sister Isinbayeva Mehramkan stepped outside, security personnel in civilian clothing surrounded her and entered the house. After entering, they searched all the rooms in a manner resembling gangs of thieves and criminals. During the search, the belongings that our pregnant sister had prepared for her upcoming delivery were scattered and jumbled, and the family's objections were ignored. When the officers failed to find any illegal materials or possessions in the house, they confiscated mobile phones and also seized the data storage unit connected to the home's surveillance cameras. As a result of this incident, our pregnant sister experienced severe stress and high blood pressure, and she was delayed from taking her medication. Later, her health condition deteriorated and swelling appeared, forcing doctors to perform a cesarean section. According to the doctors, her condition had been good before the incident. News. Changes in the media office of Hizb ut-Tahrir, Wilaya, Syria. The media office of Hizb ut-Tahrir Wilaya Syria announced a change in its head. It stated that the new head of the media office of Hizb ut-Tahrir Wilaya Syria is now Ustad Ali Mustafa al-Bakri, effective from 1st of Muharram 1448 AH, corresponding to 16th of June 2026 CE. The statement expressed gratitude to Ustad Ahmed Abdul Wahhab for his efforts and dedication during his years of leadership of the office. It also announced new contact information for Hizb ut-Tahrir Wilaya Syria.